Greg Speaks Live.
Yo, what's up? This is Jamie Foxx. Stay tuned for
Greg Speaks Live.
With Greg Anderson, my homie.
Right now, you are definitely in the mix in a mindful way, listening to Gregory D. Anderson Jr. here on Greg Speaks Live.
Yeah, this is a story of famous
dog. Greg Speaks Live.
If you need an MC, professional voicemail greeting,
jingle, narration or introduction for you, your product, show, film, recording or service,
call 936-647-3457. To hire me as a guest speaker for your voiceover training or public speaking classes, visit GregSpeaksLive.com.
Here's the greatest voice of all times, ever, and there will never be another.
Paramount Voices, Gap Productions in association with Microphone Voices presents The Ultimate Voice, Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Gregory D. Anderson Jr. Welcome to Greg Speaks Live.
Giants in the industry. Carolyn Griffey of Shalimar reflects on growing up under a real empire. Behind the scenes, we're going to have a chat. Very beautiful. She has a great, really outstanding voice. She's going to reflect on living a life, being a part of a dynasty, an empire. Of course, as we think about empire, we reflect or we think about movies like The Empire. You see the Lucius Lyons and different folks of that nature who have sometimes can give the industry like a bad name or some covert type operations. But this here is going to be a show that you're definitely going to look forward to enjoying. Carolyn, obviously with Shalimar, she turned it out, of course, in the UK. We're going to actually go to that night to remember right here, and we're going to bring her on immediately following this.
When you love someone, it's natural, not demanding. And that's one thing I'm proud to say I found in you. I'm so glad we reached an understanding. Now I know my heart is safe with you. Ooh. So now my love to you, baby, I surrender. Get ready tonight. Gonna make this a night to remember.
Carolyn, how are you, ma'am?
Yeah, you know, artists are all there. Very, very particular as to what it is we present. So, but nevertheless, I'm very honored to be on your show and that you would even take the time to talk. So
definitely appreciate it. And just a little bit about you: an American female soul vocalist and member of the soul funk group Shalimar. She's the daughter of Carrie Lucas and Solar Records boss. I'll say that real quick. Boss Dick Griffey, who worked with Don Cornelius, a television program of Soul Train. You grew up around the Whispers, Shalimar, Midnight Star, Dynasty, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, James Brown, all these brilliant names. You know, how similar would you say, because again, we got this whole empire. Every people are tuning in to the empire. And of course, I would say Solar Records is similar in some way to the empire. Again, you basically a daughter of a savvy businessman, Dick Griffey. How do you relate to the show? And how would you consider that show? Is that show real? Would you say it's fake, kind of mixed? What's your take?
I think there's a lot of mixed. I think they've taken so many pieces, I guess, of people within the industry and maybe based it on what they have researched and then, of course, added the drama to it. I'm not saying that a lot of families, you know, didn't have their dramas. And, of course, I mean, like all families do. But I know one thing that kind of stuck out to me was, you know, the fact that my father was a very avid horseman, which as are my mother and myself grew up riding and we owned stables and thoroughbreds and horses. And I know that in the first episode, of, you know, of Empire, that was one thing that.
That was one thing that, okay, Carolyn, it looked like we may have lost Carolyn. Carolyn, I'm sure, will be calling back in. She did mention she was on a cell phone in transit to an event. Again, you're listening to Greg Speaks Live. Of course, the call-in number is area code 347-855-8935. Again, that's 347-855-8935. And, of course, today's sponsor is Team Jacob. Love has no disability. Again, we're talking about the industry, you know, itself. And, of course, Solar Records, Mr. Dick Griffey, the full name is Richard Gilbert Dick Griffey, November 16, 1938, was an American record producer and music promoter who founded Solar Records, an acronym for Sound of Los Angeles Records. Now, the label played a major role in developing a funk-oriented blend and disco R&B soul music during the 1970s and 80s. And, of course, as a concert promoter, Griffey arranged bookings for artists, including James Brown, Aretha Franklin, John Gibson, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, and more. Looks like we got her back. And welcome back, Carolyn. You did tell me you were on your phone.
Yeah.
Yourself.
And
we know
sorry.
How those cell phones can be.
And I have to apologize to listeners. You guys, I have had a day, just a day among days, and it didn't work out for me to be able to be sedentary while I'm doing this interview. So I'm asking the good Lord to be kind to me with this cell phone.
It's all good. Being a host and doing this for some time, it's a thing to where you have to be able to ad lib as a host, and you can't, you know, stay stationary. But I'm going to try to get through these questions because, again, you are on a phone, a mobile phone, and we know how unpredictable those things can be. We often hear people talking about leaving a legacy, okay? Leaving a legacy. I want to leave a legacy. Everybody wants to leave a legacy, but my question to you is, what was it like to live a legacy, you know, with your mother and father, Carrie Lucas and Dick Griffey?
You know, I don't think when we're in the midst of something that we realize what we're in the midst of, and I often refer to this because I was, and most of the people that know me know that this is true, I was kind of like the black sheep of the family. You know, my sister Regina, my eldest sister, she is the one who, you know, of course, did everything by the book, went to UCLA, graduated with honors, and of course, worked her way through school and worked with my dad in the company. And I worked in the company as well. But of course, I decided to go on the artist side of it. But during that time, we were just growing up. We didn't realize what we were growing up in because life was, that was a commonplace thing for us, you know, the dad doing the concerts, you know, the promotions, and mom on tour. Half the time I'm in school, I couldn't go. Grandparents staying with us, going to concerts, or, you know, people of great mention showing up at your house, or going to dinners where, you know, several people of the industry are, or even going to school. I went to school with Quincy Jones' children, and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of that going on. But understand, during that time, I did not understand that I wasn't what I was in the midst of. That was just normal life. And I think as I got older, older and started to look around, especially, you know, as my father became, you know, older and got on in years, that looking back, you noted that these things were blessings. That he
no
was,
doubt.
You know, that it was a blessing to be in it. And the fact that it is not, you know, when you start going into the real world, you don't realize that what everyone in the world calls name dropping, for you, it's your surroundings. Like when you go to school, you date and you entertain, you know, company with the people that you go to school with. When you work in a certain arena, it's the same thing. So within entertainment, you've got that same situation where, you know, the people that I dated, I just happened to date within the industry because you feel that there are people that would like you for who you are and not what you can do because you all are part of the same, you know. So that
right.
lifestyle to me was, it was a commonplace thing. I think now in my life, I look back and I really say, wow, you know, Michael Jackson, you know,
yeah.
plans of Michael coming to the house wasn't a huge deal to me as a kid, even though I loved Michael. But now when
yeah.
I think back on it, it's like, oh, you know, it's
yeah. That was a big
surreal.
Deal. It really was a big deal because we grew up, I mean, imitating Michael. And I mean, Michael influenced,
yeah.
I mean, he touched so many hearts and people. And then, and it's like you actually would wake up and just hang out with him. I mean, that was truly a blessing. And what I do want to know, too, of course, I've actually had a chance to work with Howard Hewitt before. Of course, in A Man That Finds a Wife Finds a Good Thing, in the stage play, I played this reverend. And of course, he ended up taking my part. And because, you know, Howard had the following. And, of course, that voice, that singing voice. So they pushed me into doing the commercial component of it. But what is it like working with Howard as well as Jeffrey Daniels?
Well, Howard and I, we've all talked about this quite often. Howard and I and Jeffrey, you know, growing up in the Solar family, we call it Solar family because even with the ups and the downs, it was nevertheless a family. Howard and I have been very close for years. I used to babysit Howard's kid when I was little. And, of course, everybody teases me about the huge crush I used to have on when I was younger. But, you know,
I heard about that crush.
No,
yeah.
that's a whole other story. But, you know, even Jeffrey being like a big brother, somebody, he was like fun uncle that you spent time with, you know, roller skate and hang out. I got
yeah.
the less opportunity to spend so much personal time with the people, you know, that other people in the world kind of revere as, you know, like a quote unquote celebrity. And to
yeah.
me, and it, and we laugh about it because, you know, I'm standing next to these guys. I'm telling you, it was only really a couple years ago when I just, you know, tears kind of locked in my eyes and I realized, wow, you know, that what my dad and my mother afforded to me is the right to stand next to these people that are actually legends. You don't see them
oh, no doubt.
On an everyday basis, but, you know, realizing, gosh, you know, these aren't just my friends. These aren't my family. You got, you know, we don't use Rolodexes anymore, but if you flip through your phone and look at the contact list that you have, I never realized that the people that I have in my contact list are people that people all over the world pay to just get an autograph from, much less have a relationship.
Absolutely. Jeffrey Daniel, Soul Train. You know, that boy go back to pop locking and doing all that. I remember him from that era, you know, as well. The whole Soul Train
right.
thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being on the set of Soul Train as a little girl, and of course, I, the biggest thing was watching it on TV, and then going to work with my dad and realizing this is it. You know, that little set. But I mean, that was just
yeah.
all of that was exciting to me. It's just that I just figured my parents had really cool jobs, and I had fun going with them to do it. You know,
we're gonna take a quick break, which it looks like I have a few people on the line, a couple questions, and
okay.
I got some questions. I'm going to ask you, of course, we don't have that much time in the podcast. I know you got some other things to do. And so we're going to do that, and we'll be right back right here on Greg Speaks Live.
Greg Speaks Live.
Yo, what's up? This is Jamie Foxx. Stay tuned for
Greg Speaks Live.
With Greg Anderson, my homie.
Right now, you are definitely in the mix in a mindful way, listening to Gregory D. Anderson Jr. here on Greg Speaks Live.
Yeah, this is a story of famous
dog. Greg Speaks Live.
If you need an MC, professional voicemail greeting,
jingle, narration, or introduction for you, your product, show, film, recording, or service,
call 936-647-3457. To hire me as a guest speaker for your voiceover training or public speaking classes, visit GregSpeaksLive.com.
Here's the greatest voice of all times, ever, and there will never be another.
Paramount Voices, Gap Productions in association with Microphone Voices presents The Ultimate Voice, Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Gregory D. Anderson Jr. Welcome to Greg Speaks Live.
Intro, I kind of threw in some snippets from I Gotta Keep Dancing and Gotta Get Away From Your Love. Both were hits in 1977 from Simply Carrie, which was number 64 on the Billboard. And of course, what I'd like to know, how is it, has she, your mother, influenced your singing ability?
That's so funny that you said that. I've got my daughter in the car with me and I've got her, and I realized how ashamed I am that she looked at me and I had to explain to her that was her grandmother singing.
<I've> never... Ashamed.
I
you should
never
be proud of that. That's some good stuff.
She knows Dance With You, but Is It a Dream is something that she's never heard of. And I just, you know, my mother was a great, great influence on me. I think the problem of the influence my mother had on me was it kind of killed, and not in a way that anything negative against her, my confidence, because her voice is so clear and angelic, and the resin in her voice, and pitch perfect. My mother, just, I mean, as you see, she just has such a pure, amazing voice. My voice
no doubt.
Is nothing like hers. I hear inflections and different things. Of course, a major influence. But it took a long time for me to come into my own because of the fact that I could not emulate her sound. And I just, you know, but I've learned, like I say, through the years to respect my differences. But just, I mean, I'm just in awe. I mean, even to this day, she still sounds
yeah.
the same.
She
still
she's amazing. And not only is she amazing, but she's beautiful. Both of you are beautiful, by the way.
God bless. You know what? But you know, my mother, you know, outer beauty is a blessing. My mother, inside and out, not just because she's my mother, she was one of the kindest, most amazing women I've ever known. And I just feel so blessed.
You know what? The phone lines are definitely blowing up. I don't want to ignore any of these calls. Hey, if you're calling in, obviously the number is 347-855-8935. You have to press number 1 so I can acknowledge you. I do see one question from area code 678-698. I'm going to bring you on. You're on live with Greg Speaks Live here with Carolyn Griffey. You have a question, comment, or contribution?
Well, I just really wanted to say, give a comment. My name is Michael Gay. How you doing, Carolyn?
Hey, Michael, how you doing, honey?
All right. I'm just sitting back listening to the interview. I never get tired of hearing the stories and the information, so I'm just saying hello to you and enjoying the broadcast.
Okay, well, definitely. No questions, though. That's a hello.
Modest.
Oh, he's being modest. Okay. This is
he's
I know you, Funk. Oh, okay. Are you related to Marvin Gaye, by
the
way?
Family.
Okay, part of the family. Well, that'll work. Well, we appreciate it. Definitely thank you for raising the question. I'll put you back on hold. We're going to go back to the next question. Eric code 310-220. You're on live with Greg Speaks and Carolyn Griffey. You have any questions or comments?
How you doing? This is LaVelle from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right. How you doing? I would like to know, I would like to take my girl to a Shalimar concert. Are you going to be touring in Los Angeles anytime soon?
Well, we are actually in the works right now of putting together. There's some spot dates that are coming on the book, but we have some things very soon. If you continue to need to listen and stay tuned, we do have some sites that I'll leave, you know, after the broadcast where you can watch for upcoming dates. But we do have a couple of things on the book, you know, so I's are dotted and T's are crossed. We don't want to, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all.
I look forward to meeting you.
Okay. No problem. Me and my lady.
Okay. Gotta make yourself known. He made it clear. Me and my lady. Okay.
Hey, I love it. God bless you.
That'll work. You know, because some guys don't want to hide their lady, you know, especially when they see Carolyn Griffey. So, again, we got, it looks like another call. Area code 914. I'm going to bring you on, 530. You're on with Carolyn Griffey. You have a question or comment?
Hello.
Okay. Yes, 914-530. You're on live. What's your question or comment?
Oh, this is Ann McDermott from New York. How you doing, sis?
voice
yours.
Is like, Susan,
that's right, money on your Mount Vernon.
This is my
it's like a reunion here.
Yes. Let me tell you something. This girl is in the trenches, has our back no matter what happens. This is my unsung sister. You guys might have seen her on Unsung on the Al B. Shore episode. Do not be fooled. This is all family. And we all
that's
are,
right.
We are
beautiful.
How are you, Gregory?
I am well.
Wonderful. I'm wonderful. You know, I'm just enjoying
good.
This
good.
Sunday
Did
afternoon.
Did you have a question or comment for Carolyn?
I have both, if you don't mind.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to commend my sister, you know, in the way in which she has carried herself. We all know the music industry can really be cruel, and this young lady here, this beautiful sister, has just been a true role model for me, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of women, and I, you know, and I'm sure she has her own mirror, which was her mother, Carrie. God bless her.
Amen.
My question for you, my sis, if given the opportunity, would you do a movie about the life of your mom and dad and the building of Solar Records, which is, the, as you said, the real empire?
That's an excellent question.
You know what? Absolutely, sis. As you know, we do have, there is a movie that we have been shopping for years, and God bless Carolyn Ali. She left here as she has put so much work into the movie that she and Sylvia Rihanna and, Peter Allen is writing on it. I mean, there are several projects that we have, but absolutely, and I think that is important, not, and it's not to glorify us or the family, it's to share a history and a legacy.
Exactly.
Because so many of us have forgotten what it's like to stand for something, you know,
mm-hmm.
to fight for something. And I don't mean take from other people. I mean, when your family builds something,
mm-hmm.
that means that it is your opportunity to stand and continue to cultivate that grounding, because what it is
maintain
is
it. That's right.
And it's the direction for people coming behind you to know that there's hope and that they can do it. And it didn't take any, you know, it wasn't any special, of course, very special, visionary, but that everybody has that in them. And everybody, you know, we have the freedom and the opportunity to do it. So with our, you know, children, because we both have beautiful, talented children that are also coming up third generation in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many kids out there and people out there who have talent, and they need to understand. Understand that don't go with convenience. You need to see that the road that was paved, that preceded you, how they took the steps to really do things so that there's longevity, not just the right now. And I think our story is, you know, because now you see, like I said, the empires and the other show that's out. There's so many spinoffs, but the truth is still really not out there. And I think it's important for us as a people to know the truth.
All right. Okay, hey, the second question, you think you had a two-part question? Because we're actually in closing. We're getting ready to wrap it up.
I just had a comment and a question. That's my question. You guys
sure.
have a nice day. Hi, Kennedy. Auntie, love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Love you too.
That's love. That's
bye,
love.
Sis.
Love right
you.
There. So, okay. Definitely, we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. Carolyn Griffey of Shalimar, reflecting on growing up in real empire. Now, I do want to ask you this too as well. What are some nuggets? I know, you know, being the daughter of a giant like Dick Griffey and your mother, you learned some real powerful things, you know, growing up. What are the five vital nuggets of wisdom that you can probably recall that you still use to this day that you can share with our audience?
That's twofold.
Give me 3 to 5 nuggets. It's like, you know, sometimes there are cliches, you know. I was told, hey, you don't get old being a fool, you know.
Well,
and then I was
told
a combination of different things. You know, you can if you plan. So what are some things that you quickly recall that you can kind of spot off real quick?
One of my father's favorite sayings, and I know it's crazy that I pick a negative, but it was actually a positive. You can't make chicken, I'll say crap for the radio, out of chicken salad, out of chicken crap. Everybody be honest.
Okay.
Be honest about your craft. You know, don't spin your wheels in somewhere that you're not gifted. There are, you know, mediocrity is not something that you would really want to push. Make sure that there are so many people with giftings. Find your gifting and what it is you're gifted in, and that's what you go after, and that's the legacy that you leave.
Yeah. How important is your legacy to you? You know, it's all said and done.
My legacy is everything to me, and this is what I have to explain, because a lot of people know without even going into it. We are experiencing some legal battles in, you know, the Shalimar camp, and, you know, we thank you for everybody's prayers and support, but I have to remind everybody, Shalimar is not just my legacy. Solar is my legacy. And I feel that it's my family and the Solar family. It's our job to make sure that, like I say, the truth stands and that the hard work that was put into it doesn't go unnoticed, because history has been changed because of pioneers and people that started. But you know what? The legacy dies when you let it die. Thing is, I'm committed 110% to making sure that our legacy continues for, because there's people all around the world who have voiced how important the music was to them. It was a soundscape to their life. So there's a lot that came into making that music, and a lot of people, their blood, sweat, and tears. And it wasn't just Dick Griffey and Carrie Lucas. It's a stable of staff, family, artists, writers, whose blood, sweat, and tears were poured into this. And we're all standing together, reunited, and we're all committed to getting this done. And I'm grateful.
So it's like a family and a team that made
Absolutely.
This thing happen. Solar Records.
Yes.
Definitely. Appreciate you for being on Greg Speaks Live. And I do want to ask you this, because I think so often people that are in the business, those who desire to be in that business, sometimes it's a fantasy for some, and some are able to manifest that fantasy or that dream and to make it come alive. What are some of your own rules that you live by as an artist, and how have you managed to kind of steer clear from some of the snares like drugs and just getting caught up in over-partying? Because I find sometimes with some of the artists and some of the talent, there's like an imbalance some kind of way.
I'll be honest, I didn't manage it. I mean, when I was in L.A., I mean, I dipped into that part of it at some point in time. But I'll tell you, the key is, and of course, most of us know, your grounding is your spiritual belief in your relationship with the Lord. And I thank God for a praying grandmother. And like I say, and that then becoming a praying mother and the generational prayers that really kept me grounded and best friends. Because had I not been grounded in the Lord, and thank you, Pastor Andre Crouch, rest your soul, for plucking me out and helping me just really find the Lord, be able to overcome all of those other things, that's the key, because we don't have the power within ourselves. We have to ask God to do it for us. So that's why I can kind of override a lot of things personally that I go through. I get my strength from God, period.
That's right. Sometimes we forget about that, and I'm glad you're one of the individuals who definitely point out that, hey, God is who I utilize, you know, for my strength and that type of thing. Because it gets hard, you know, sometimes it gets difficult. Because, again, I think sometimes just everyday people, being everyday people or being a human or in this human experience, we have a tendency of thinking that, you know, well, as a celebrity or because I'm successful, I'm not affected by certain things. But we still are affected by health. You know, people have health issues. We pass away. So we deal with real life things that, you know, people get sick. So that extra strength, that extra kick.
I'm sorry. My biggest thing is, and even with even business decisions, everything, we may not answer, but the biggest thing is, you want to make God laugh, make plans without him.
Right.
And see what he has planned. And then that's pretty much what I'm learning to be obedient enough to go by. Even with the solar thing, I wanted this to happen so long ago, but it's his timing. So that's why even when I'm in battles, or as I'm learning, and I have learned to let God fight my battle. That's why, no offense, you don't hear a lot of our side of what we do, because, you know what, we lend everything to prayer, and we're trying to do everything and always have a class and a dignity about the way we do things. So.
Right. And I commend you. I definitely want to commend you for your drive to keep that legacy, again, as Solar Records, because so much have come, you know, from that. I mean, music that, you know, that I've been inspired by, you know, that I listen to this day, The Beat Goes On, The Whispers, all that music, you know, that came from Solar Records. I just appreciate what your dad, Dick Griffey, has provided, what he's shared, you know, with the world. And I also appreciate what you're doing. I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. And we're going to close
thank
out.
You.
Definitely thank you for being on Greg Speaks Live. We'll close out
thank
with
so
Night to Remember. Also, the next song, of course, will be Carrie Lucas's Show Me Where You're Coming From.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite tracks by your mom. Again, thank you for being on Greg Speaks Live, okay? Until next time, shoot for the moon. You shall be among the stars. There we go.
Okay.
Greg Speaks Live. Peace. Talk to you soon.
When you love someone, I'm
paper some stupid stuff, y'all. This homeboy got shot over his $130 pair of tennis shoes. Is that the stupidest thing to do? Think about it. If you shoot a brother over his tennis shoes, you ain't guaranteed a sure fit. Whatever, you shoot him in shoes too small. You walk around with $130 worth of coins on your feet. Can't shoot no ball with them.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Pia, the light-skinned comedian, the one that brought light-skinned brothers back before Barack Obama and Lucius Lyon. But guess what? You listen to the baddest talk show host, Gregory D. Anderson Jr., on Greg Speaks Live. If you're not listening to this, you might as well not listen to nothing at all. Holla!